Estevan. The days were shorter and the temperatures were often colder in November, but there was still a lot happening in the community. The Estevan RCMP charged one person on November 1 after a collision, in which a vehicle struck a pedestrian near the Sunset Cabin subdivision south of the city. Joseph Juba of Estevan is facing several charges. The pedestrian sustained serious injuries. The Estevan Police Service showcased its new utility terrain vehicle to help them respond to areas that would be difficult to access otherwise, such as if someone has an emergency on one of Estevan's new pathways. A massive wind turbine blade on its way to Alberta took arrest in Stoughton at the junction of Highways 47 and 13 Street. Joseph's Hospital Executive Director Greg Hoffert announced in early November that he would be retiring, effective April 1, 2023. Hoffert has been in the role since 2011. A replacement has yet to be named. The City of Estevan and the Southeast Saskatchewan Economic Partnership, SSEP, awarded a grant to the Petroleum Technology Research Centre, PTRC, to conduct a feasibility study on the potential for developing geothermal heating in the area. The Estevan Motor Speedway inducted volunteers Dave and Joyce Mack, along with driver Joran Boyce, into their Wall of Fame during their annual year-end awards banquet on November 5. They also presented awards to track champions, runner-ups, top rookies and volunteers. The Estevan Police Service issued a request for information from the public on November 7 regarding the 2015 death of Jeffrey Alexander. The EPS has previously described his death as suspicious. Estevan firefighters were called to a tanker truck fire on November 8. The fire occurred at the intersection of Kensington Avenue, Nesbitt Drive and Rooney Road. Marlene Vickery received an honorable mention in the People and Places category for the Tourism Saskatchewan Photo Contest. Another photo of hers will be in the Tourism Saskatchewan calendar. Students at the Estevan Comprehensive School had the opportunity to see what the future could hold during an evening career fair on November 9 that attracted hundreds of people. For the first time since 2019, the annual Remembrance Day service, organized by the Estevan branch of the Royal Canadian Legion, was held indoors at the ECS Gymnasium. Many traditional features of the service occurred, with music, tributes and placing of wreaths at a cenotaph. After the ceremony, Second World War veteran Jim Spence of Estevan was presented with the rank of knight with the National Order of the Legion of Honor in France for his role in liberating the country during the war. Representatives of the new Estevan Regional Nursing Home Committee met with provincial government representatives on November 14. Progress on needs assessment for the new nursing home was discussed. Estevan City Council approved changing the name of the service road that is adjacent to Highway 47 North in Estevan to Dryden Road, in honor of the man who was the city's first police officer. He arrived here in 1906. Estevan's water tower returned to service on November 15 following a refurbishment that was financed through the Federal Gas Tax Fund. The ECS Elects senior boys and girls volleyball teams made it to provincials. Each team was knocked out in the quarterfinals. The senior boys were at provincials for the first time since 2016, while the senior girls were there for the first time in more than a decade. The No Stone Left Alone program held a ceremony at the Estevan City Cemetery on November 17. Students placed poppies at the tombs of veterans and learned more about Canada's military history. Jim Vermeersch, the trustee for Arcola, Carlisle, Manor, Merrifield and Wawota on the SSECPSD board, was elected as the board's vice chair. Audrey Trombley will remain the chairwoman. More than 400 shoeboxes were collected through the Operation Christmas Child campaign in the Estevan area. Tegan Littlechief of the White Bear First Nation sang O Canada prior to the Grey Cup in Rehina on November 20. Littlechief, who is the Saskatchewan Roughriders regular anthem singer, performed the song in English, French and Cree. Estevan Meter, Verdun Meter and Apollo Electric and Controls announced they would amalgamate the three businesses with a new name, PRIMEC Controls Canada, effective January 1. The St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation held its annual Festival of Trees on November 26 and 27. A gala fundraising supper was held at Affinity Place the first night and raised big money for the foundation. The second day featured family activities throughout the community, EPS Const. Jeff Fry rescued a kitten that was hiding under a vehicle tire in the middle of the road during a snowstorm on November 28. The kitten was taken to the Estevan Humane Society's shelter. Former Estevan resident Curtis McGillivray was part of the team that won the Audience Choice Award at the Saskatchewan Independent Film Awards in late November. They were recognized for Pothead, Your Local Superhero, which McGillivray created when studying at the ECS. The protagonist wears a pot on his head. The St. Joseph's Hospital announced on November 30 that it has received an anonymous donation of $100,000 that will be directed towards the endoscopy unit.